We are a week away from the Masters. Tiger Woods, not in it. That's never a good thing for golf, and it's not good for me because it's a lot of bets that I can't win when my streak of him not catching Jack is looking better and better all the time. 6 years ago, you all mocked me. Justin Ray from ESPN Golf joins us. Justin, how big of a blow is it, even though Tiger hasn't won in a few years, for him not to be in the Masters? Or do you think golf has gotten to the point now that people, there's a lot of other names that will get the eyeballs to watch?
Well, I think every year, regardless of who's in the field, you're going to get a great viewing audience at the Masters. But when you take away the sport's biggest name, I'm a 14-time major champion. I know he hasn't won one since 2008, but it's still a really big deal. And the ratings have always reflected that when Tiger's not involved. That being said, we've got a great, great group of storylines, a lot of great, really, really good group of young players who I think have a really good chance to make the mark at Augusta National this year. And all is not lost. It's not the end of the world. It's a big blow, but the Masters will go on, and they're still going to be great.
It's interesting you touch on all the storylines. That was going to be my question. The Masters is obviously a huge event, but still, the Woods news is a significant story. What becomes the most intriguing storylines in your mind if we put Tiger Woods out of the picture where he is because of the back? What are the stories in your mind?
I think the biggest one you have going into this is that this thing is completely wide open. I think in the last 20 PGA Tour events, we've had 18 different winners. There's a string of major champions. So going back the last 6 or 7 years, we've only had a couple different multiple major championship winners. This thing is wide open. There's all kinds of young guys who've been making noise, whether it's a reigning PGA Tour Rookie of the Year like Jordan Spieth, who's playing in his first Masters, a guy like Patrick Reed, who's won three times on tour already this season. Guys who have been journeymen but have really broken through. Jimmy Walker, he's got three wins already this season. And then you've got the group of guys who have been really close for a number of years, and maybe this is their time. You guys like Jason Day, who's got four top three finishes in majors in the last 4 years. Dustin Johnson's got six top tens on the tour already this year, nearly won a U.S. Open, nearly won a PGA, nearly won an Open Championship. Hunter Mahan was in the final group of back-to-back major championships last year. So, you don't have Tiger Woods, but you still got an array of, the field is wide open, and it's full of really good names who are going to put on a great show next week.
Yeah, I look at the top young golfers in the world, and to me there's so much depth there. But in terms of wow factor, give me your take on this. I think the public loves the favorite and the foil, and that could have been Tiger, and pick any number of guys over the years, Phil Mickelson, whoever, that there has nobody stepped forward to dominate like Tiger has. That may be a reflection of parity in the top tier of talent, but is it necessarily good for the game when you don't have that charismatic, gotta watch this guy play week in, week out?
Yeah, I think the problem with that, with the perception that is going to be fostered there, is that there's never going to be anyone who is as dominant and, kind of culture-changing and just a beacon of ridiculous greatness like Tiger Woods was over a period of several years. I mean, when you're winning at a 40% clip when you tee it up, 14 major championships in a, less than a 15-year span. I mean, everything, we all know the laundry list of things that Tiger's accomplished so far in his career. Mm-hmm. We're not going to see anything like that again. But I would bet money that's not going to happen. But at the same time, you could argue maybe Rory McIlroy was going to be that guy. People made a lot of his struggles last year, but this is a kid who, if he wins the Masters next week, he'll have three major championships before turning 25. And in the modern era, only Tiger, Jack Nicklaus, and Seve Ballesteros have done that. So there are guys who could be potentially on the precipice. But to your point, if you don't have that one guy who's going to bring the casual fan in, who's the dominating figure, who's like Roger Federer in his prime in tennis or something like that, it is detrimental to the casual fan. But I think that if you're a real sports fan and you still have a lot of reasons to be excited about the Masters, even though Tiger Woods isn't going to tee it up this year.
When you look at the overall competition, you said this field is wide open. And, you know, for whatever reason, a lot of new guys have won the last few years at every major, Justin. But Graham Dillette, the Canadian, was off to a very good start early, had a good season last year. Where's his game at right now? Do you think his game matches the course of the Masters?
Well, he's still among if his game matches the way the Masters is set up, I think that of the four major championships, the way Graham's able to, he's one of the best ball strikers in the world over the last couple of years. I think that the Masters and usually a PGA Championship setup would really fit Graham Dillette's game very well. He's not the best putter on the planet, but if he's able to find enough fairways and get enough shots close, I think he can definitely contend. I think he has something like 13 top 10 finishes over the last 2 years. He's among the most on the PGA Tour in that span. So he's quickly developed into one of the most consistent players. Now, can he break through and get that big victory? It's going to be really tough to do that at Augusta National. You know, I'd like to, before I handicap and say he's got a shot to win at the Masters, and you'd like to see him break through and get a victory at one of the regular tour events first, another one of the bigger name events. But, Graham Dillette's incredibly promising talent coming off that great year where he made the President's Cup team, and he's one of the most exciting younger players in the sport we've got.
Like to get your take on given the course and the way people are playing right now, if you had to give a short list of three names who you think might do well, who would they be, and would Adam Scott be in or close to that group?
Well, the first name I would give you before he went out and shot 43 this afternoon in Houston is Dustin Johnson. His putting rank has jumped over 100 spots since last year. He's leading the tour in greens regulation percentage. He already won in China in the new wraparound season. It was in 2013, but it counts as this year. He's been one of the most consistent players in the world. He's been so close to breaking through on a major championship stage. Despite his play today, I still like Dustin Johnson a lot next week. For me, I think he's the favorite. Another guy I really like is Jason Day. I know he's been battling a thumb injury over the last month or so. But the way he played down the stretch, holding off the miracle shots that Victor Dubuisson was hitting at the match play, still managed to get the win. And how well he's been playing in major championships the last few years, I put him in the mix too. And the guy you said, I would definitely have Adam Scott towards the top of that list. There's only three players in the world who have made the cut at each of the last eight major championships: Adam Scott, Tiger Woods, and Jason Duffner. And Adam Scott is 15 shots better than Tiger in those eight events. So,
wow.
Adam Scott has been the most consistent performer on the big stage in golf over the last 2 years. And honestly, it really won't be surprising if he contends, and I won't be shocked if he goes back-to-back.
Only three players have made every cut. Wow.
In the last eight majors.
That's
how hard it is.
Yeah, that surprises me. Like that. Well, that just shows how hard it is to win a major, really. And that's why, you know what?
It's unbelievably difficult. Try having people. I got people asking me to pick this thing. I got no idea. I mean, I can give you a general idea of who I think is playing well, but, I mean, you know, other than Tiger Woods won't win because he's not playing, I've got no other certainty. It's wide open, guys, and it's going to be a blast to watch next week.
Justin, as always, we appreciate your stuff. Keep up the great work. We'll watch you again soon. We'll have you on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, fellas.